Hello, it's Will.
Hi, Will. This is Lily calling with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Just wanted to give you a quick call. It looks like you needed to reactivate your account. Not sure if that's correct.
No, my account should be still active. No, son. I'm sorry. My kid's right here.
Okay.
Is there, I talked to a guy probably a month or so ago about deactivating the Facebook part of it.
Okay.
And he told me because I wasn't getting anything off the Facebook. I was like, supposed to be like $140 after that, but I had not verified my Google, but I sent a message earlier to say that I got my Google verified. Because they told me that was what I needed to do to start getting the benefits from y'all's services.
Okay, perfect. So we are removing Facebook. Do you know when you spoke to that representative that offered you that lower cost?
I don't know.
Okay.
Time all runs together for me. A month or so ago, probably.
Okay, let's see.
I had messaged you guys about just canceling it, and he told me that a lot of what I was paying was for the Facebook, so.
Yeah, so what you were paying for Facebook was $100 per month. The local SEO portion, which is the Google listing that we're going to optimize portion, that's $199. I can offer to bring it down for you to $149, but yeah, I don't have the option to go lower.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's what he told me. I thought that was already done.
Gotcha. No, I'm sorry. It's just to confirm that I'm talking about the right account. This is for Badland LLC, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, yeah, I'm sorry that I don't have notes on that. Not a problem. We can go ahead and reactivate the account today. It would be just $149. We'll remove the Facebook ads, and then we can continue the optimization.
So the account had been deactivated?
The account has, yeah, it's been on hold. It looks like the last time we spoke with you, let me check what happened here with the details. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, it looks like you requested cancellation end of January. We tried to get a hold of you, and we did not, looks like we did not hear back until now. We received an email from you, yeah, saying I have Google verification complete and would like for you to start working on getting me top of, you know, list on Google. That's why I'm a little confused, yeah, as to who you're talking with.
Because somebody called me, like, within a day of me sending that message, and I talked to them, and they said exactly what you just said, and I said, okay, yeah, that'd be a lot more affordable for me, the $149. And they told me that they were going to call me the next, coming Friday to try and help with the Google verification, and that never ended up happening, and I just kind of forgot about it until I got my Google verification done.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Well,
so I don't know.
I'm so sorry
you
about that.
You did say something about, like, doing the next month.
Uh-huh.
Like, not charging me for that month or something like that. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know
I'm
what
really
happened,
sorry
but,
about that.
But,
yeah, I'll look into that because I don't see any.
I want to say the guy's name was Josh for some reason. Does that sound right?
Well, not in client support. We don't have a Josh here. We have a Ben. I'm not sure if that sounds familiar. It is. Okay, yeah, because that's one of the representatives we spoke with a while ago, but I don't see anything recently. Either way, I'll go ahead and look into that. I'll honor the rate of $149 per month. But yeah, we would have to reactivate the account and charge the account today, Will, because it has been on hold just all this time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what, before we do that, it's just going to be the $149, right? Like, for my subscription, it's not like a...
Yeah, exactly.
There's not a reactivation fee.
No, you're... Okay. Right. Yeah, your account was, it was suspended, but it wasn't fully canceled, so there's no reactivation fee. The $149 is the monthly rate. So today would be $149, and then every 26th of the month it would be $149.
All right. So we can do that. What would happen next with the Google now that it's verified stuff?
We would just need to confirm that we still have access. Do you know if we still have access to your Google profile, or were we removed? Let me see what our system says. I don't think we have. Actually, we do. Let me just double check. Okay, hang on one moment.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, so I do see that we still have access to it, and it looks like it is live and verified now. So really the next step would be to send the account over to our optimization team, have them fully optimize, and start creating some weekly posts.
Would that be it?
Exactly, yeah.
And then, be posting random stuff or what?
No, of course not. We create descriptions based off of your business information, like your website and things like that, and we take photos. So that's another thing I would request is that you send in new photos if you have any, and then that way we can use those to create posts and flyers even. But we don't want to be too repetitive with the photos, so we do ask that you send in, whenever you have any new ones to send them in or upload them to your dashboard as well.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, you cut off there a little bit. What was that again?
I said I already put a bunch of them on Google.
Okay.
So how does it work with you? I know that Google works off of reviews and photos. Post.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So once we reactivate the account, then we'll start all of the optimization. If for any reason we need to do a re-verification or Google needs, any kind of documentation from you, then we'll ask you for that. But right now we would just log in and start doing optimization. One thing that has changed though, since you were last with us, we have now the Local Splash app that links directly to your call tracking number. So if you still wanted to have that call tracking option that you had with us last time you were with us, then you would be getting calls directly to your Local Splash app once you download it. I'm not sure if you're interested in doing that. That is working very well, and it is suggested for, to be able to see and answer all your calls all in the same place.
Does that have like some sort of answering system with it? Like,
if I
can't take a call, it like.
Well, we.
Just,
Well, so the way call tracking works is it answers the call for you in the sense that when they call. It says for new customers, press option 1. For existing customers, option 2. And then once they click on either option, it still goes directly to the app. But if you don't answer, then, of course, you know, they have the option to leave you the voice message.
So how quickly can...
I'm sorry, your phone's breaking up. Can you say that again?
Once you take over, now that it's verified.
I'm so sorry, Will. Your phone broke up again. I didn't hear anything you said.
I said, how quickly could I expect to start getting more leads or increase visibility on Google once you guys take over?
Let me check how long you were actually with the service in the past, because it does matter how long we optimize. Usually if it's a brand new account, we ask that you allow a minimum of 4 to 6 weeks, up to 3 months now, because Google is changing. So right now it looks like the last time you were with us was in December. I would allow at least 4 to 6 weeks or 2 months to really start seeing good traffic coming in, even though it can't start as soon as now, because we'll start optimizing immediately. So we'll, with the post and with the business descriptions we'll be adding, it should increase your visibility and your traffic as well.
Okay. Have you contacted me about what I want to be on my profile, because there were some problems with, like, on the Facebook ads and lists and stuff that I don't really do, I guess. Just trying to get me leads that, like, I'm not a tree service, and then it was listed tree services.
Okay.
Is there a way I can, like...
Mm-hmm.
Control that before it goes live? You know what I mean?
Well, so let me just check what your keywords are, because first of all, we have removed the Facebook ad, so that's not longer going to be shown.
Yeah,
but I do see that in your list of keywords, the only keyword that we have pertaining to, like, tree services is tree removal. Is that one that should be removed?
No, I mean, I remove trees. I just do it on a larger scale than... like tree care service, like I clear acres of trees.
Gotcha. Okay, well, what I can also do is I can send you an email with all of the keywords that we have for you, and then that way if you would like to add or remove any, we'll just ask that you reply, and then we'll make those updates for you immediately.
Okay, that would be good.
Yeah, not a problem. We'll take care of that for you here. Okay, and was there any, did you have any other questions today? I'm not sure if you wanted to reactivate the account today, I think you mentioned.
Yes.
Okay, so let me just go ahead and go into your billing. As I mentioned earlier, your account has been on hold, so we haven't charged you. I'm not sure if we should still use the same card we had on file before.
I was just saying that it would be the same card as before.
Okay, it looks like it's a Visa ending in 5370. Does that sound right?
Yep.
Okay. And do you have any other questions before I charge the account here, Will?
No, that's it.
Okay, perfect. And then the last thing for me is if you need to ever discontinue the service, we just need to know at least 3 days before your billing date, which will be every 26th of the month. Okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to place you in a very brief hold. I'm going to make sure to charge the account and that it goes through, and then I'll be right back on the line with you here, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you. One moment. Thank you for your patience, Will. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, perfect. I just needed to confirm that I have your permission to process the 149 and reactivate the account.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. It'll just be a moment. Okay, it did go through. So I will send you an email with the invoice for today's payment, and then I will start with the account optimization. If we need anything from you, of course, we'll let you know within 24 to 48 hours. But right now, I'll start sending you login credentials and the requests for photos and things like that. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Wonderful. Was there anything else that I can help with today?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you again for your time, Will. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.